Today, Be'ezer Hashem, we learned Daf Yud Tes of Masechtas Kedushin. Some of the topics we learned about include Yud, a master may marry his maidservant or marry her to his son. Although Ein Ishus L'Katan, a minor's marriage is meaningless, with the exception of Yibum, if he is 9 years old and performs Yibum, the Gemara discusses whether he can perform Yud. The Gemara discusses whether Yud is performed using Mois Rishonus, the original purchase money, and the marriage takes effect retroactively, or Pruta Shalal, the value of her outstanding servitude, and the marriage takes effect at that time. This leads to several practical differences, including Ein Shahas Bayoyim, if Yud can be performed when the remainder of her term is not worth a Pruta, Das Di Da, if we require her consent at the time of the Yud, and Kitchela Acher, her father accepts Kedushin from someone else before the master performs Yud. Masna Masha Kasaba Torah, a stipulation that directly contravenes a Torah law is ineffective. The Gemara discusses a sale of an Amma that precludes the possibility for Yud. Mircha Lipsulam, an Amma can be sold to someone who she may not marry. For example, Mamzer Benassin, who are Kedushin Taifsin B'chiv Alavin. However, it is a machlekes whether Mircha Lekraivim she can be sold to a relative who in Kedushin Taifsin, but Kedushin would be ineffective.